Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody. Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael, family, and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yara'al of Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. If you can hear me, send me a shout out, letting me know that you can hear me clearly. And like always, gather your study materials, your Bibles, your notepads, your highlighters, your pens, your pencils, your iPads, all those things that you would need for a good study. I'm going to start off with an opening prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to come to yet another Sabbath day to give you honor, give you praise through thy Son, Yahushua, our Lord and Savior and Redeemer and soon coming King. For it's through his spilled blood, through his life, that he has given for us, so that we can have an opportunity to sup with you and also have an example of what we should be like. Father, we ask of thee to continue to open our minds to the wonders of your word, open our eyes to the truth of your word. And guide our hands and our feet to work diligently in thy word, standing on that solid rock cornerstone, which is thy Son, Yahushua. We thank thee, Father, for the lessons and the blessings that you've given us throughout the course of the week. We thank you, Father, for the comfort that you've given us throughout the course of the week. But ultimately, we thank thee for thy Son, Yahushua, for it is through him that we can come closer to you. We thank you in Yahushua's holy and precious name. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Amen. Shalom once again, family, listening audience. I thank you for taking the time on this Sabbath day to hear what Yah has to say to us, his servant. Yah-Rah. That's me. This particular session is named My Beloved is Israel. And as you know, we as the teachers, Morays, here at Beth Yahweh Congregation, and I'm going to say throughout Israel, we're led and guided by his spirit, Yahushua's spirit, and how to dispense his word to us as individuals and to the people, his flock. And initially, I was going to go another route. I was going to deal with a plague, and bring it up to date. But, the Father, he changed it. And one of the things that he wanted us to know as Israel is that we are his beloved. Because recently, we've been talking about cleaning up the house and, cleaning our minds up. And anyway, we've been talking about the different things that we as individuals and we as a group have done wrong. But sometimes, we have to change the narrative sometimes. And that's what he's doing today, because he wants us to know that he loves us. And he also wants us to know why he loves us. It's not about, we as individuals and striving to do the right thing and always falling short. He's not looking at that. He sees it, but that's not his chief focus. His chief focus is to show us his love. And we have to also remember that we love him also. And if we love him as much as he loves us, then we're not going to be so concerned about the shortcomings and how we're messing up. Because that's not our focus. Our focus is not to mess up, but our focus is to always bring joy to him. And we have to understand why we bring joy to him. You know, sometimes when we look at these different movies and things of that nature, you know, we see different connotations where it implies that the angels are jealous of us and the fallen angels are mad at us, you know, because of what? Because of the love that Yah has for us. And then we don't even, and some of us don't even understand what is that love that he has for us. So I'm going to start off with a few definitions, and it's only two definitions. I'm dealing with the same word coming from both the one is the Hebrew and the other is the Greek. And throughout some of the scriptures that I'm going to read, you're going to hear the term beloved. And the term beloved, you know, it is what it is. And so we're going to start off with the first definition. It's Yadid, and that is 3039 in your Hebrew lexicon, and it means beloved. And the definitions that it gives is beloved, amiable, well-beloved, loves. That's in the Hebrew. I didn't really get into a whole bunch of definitions and things of that nature with these two, with this term beloved. I didn't go to the Webster's because I just want to keep it simple today, because it's not about these definitions, but it is about these definitions. But we, you know, because as we read these scriptures, we want this simple understanding of these words to be in our minds. So when we go through these scriptures, we're understanding that this love that we are, that is being talked about, is a love that the Father has for us as individuals. Like last week, I believe I made the statement that the word was individually written for us personally. Because when we read the scriptures, we're reading the scriptures for our edification, for our understanding, for our belief in him. And he is showing through other people's situations how we can have that love and how we cannot make those same mistakes. So the next word is agapitos, and that is and this is the Greek word for beloved. And this I'm reading from the Help Word Study, and the Greek number is 27, and the definition is properly divinely loved, beloved by the mighty one, i.e., personally experiencing the mighty one's love. And it comes from, it derives from 26 in the Greek, and that is agape, which is love. So we're going to start with a few scriptures. We're going to start in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 12. And it reads, and he said to Benjamin, the beloved one of Yahweh, Elohim, shall dwell in silence, and he will hover over him all day, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. Now, I'm going to stop here for the term Benjamin, and we know that that means the son of the right hand. So when we thinking about that, you know, well, when I read that, the first thing came to my mind was Yahushua, because on the throne or in the heavens, that's where Yahushua is sitting at. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. We have to understand where he is right now. But he also said that there's a thing that he is doing for us. He's preparing a place for us. You know, he said, in my Father's house there are many mansions. So what is he doing? He is preparing a mansion for us. He's preparing a place for us, those who believe in him and will overcome on this earth by believing in him. From here, we're going to go to Mark 16, verse 19. And it reads, but Yahushua, our Messiah, after he was speaking with them, ascended into heaven, and he sat down at the right side of Yah. See, this is letting us know. See, this is after he laid his life down, resurrected, and dwelled with the people for a moment. And then he went back, and then he went to the heavens again. But then it's letting us know where he's sitting, at the right hand of the Father. From here, we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. And it reads, please let me sing to the one I love a song for my loved regarding his vineyard. My loved one has a vineyard on a fertile hill. And he dug it up and cleared it of stones and planted it with the choice vine and built a watchtower in the midst and also made a wine press in it. And he waited for the yielding of grapes, but it yielded rotten ones. I'm stop here for a minute. Because one of the things that we've talked about is our mind and how our mind is at the top of our bodies and how we're supposed to, you know, we're talking about cleaning it up, cleaning all that filth and foreignness in it, trying to get our thoughts proper. But then once we do that, you know, we put that righteous seed in it, that righteous word in it. But then we have to be good stewards of the land or good stewards of our mind. You know, we have to be good watchmen. As it says, build a watchtower. We have to monitor those things that we are putting in our minds. Because even though we're watching and we're tending to our minds, we have to be careful. And make sure that we're getting everything out that we should and being diligent at getting these things out. Because if not, as this reads, the harvest may be rotten. And a rotten harvest is not good. From here, we're going to go to 1 John. We're going to go to chapter 3, and I'm going to read verses 1 to 4, and it reads, see what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of Elohim. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it didn't know him. But loved ones, now we are children of Elohim. And it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And everyone having this cleans himself as he is clean. From here we're going to go to Psalms 60. Verses 1 to 5. And it reads, O Elohim, you have rejected us. You have broken us. You have been displeased. Turn back to us. You have made the earth tremble. You have broken it, healed its breaches from its shaking, You have let your people see hardship. You have made us drink the wine of trembling. You have given us a banner to those who fear you, that it may be lifted up because of the truth, Salah, that those you love might be rescued. Save with your right hand, answer me. From here, we're going to go to Psalms 108, verses 1 to 6. And it reads, O Elohim, my heart is steadfast. I sing and give praise, even my esteem. Awake, harp and lyre. I awake the dawn. I praise you, O Yahweh, among the peoples. I sing praises to you among the nations. For your kindness is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches the clouds. Exalt yourself above the heavens, O Elohim, and your esteem above the earth, in order that those you love might be delivered. Save with your right hand and answer me. From here, we're going to go to Proverbs, chapter 31, verses 10 to 31. And it reads, Who finds a diligent wife? For she is precious beyond incomparable precious stones. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he lacks no provisions. She has done good things for him, and not bad things all the days of her life. She has sought out wool and fine linen, and our hands have worked according to his pleasure. She has been like a merchant ship and brings its merchandise from far away. She has risen in the night and has given food to the children in her house and work to her girls. She has looked at her field and brought it, and from the fruit of her hand she planted a vineyard. She has girded her waist with strength and has strengthened her arms. She has tasted that her merchandise is good, and her lamp doesn't go out all night. She stretches out her arms with diligence and her hands to the spindle. She has stretched her hand out to the poor and stretch out her arms to the afflicted. The children in her house have not been afraid of the snow, because all of them wear scarlet. She has made a carpet for herself and a robe of fine white linen. Her husband is known among the cities as he sits among the elders of the land. She has made and sold fine linen, and has given girdles to the Canaanites. Strength and excellence are her clothing, and she will rejoice in the last day. She has opened her mouth in wisdom, and the law of compassion is upon her tongue. The ways of her house are open, and she has not eaten bread of laziness. The children stand up and give her blessings, and her husband praises her. And many of her daughters have retained wealth, and you have far surpassed all of these. Beauty is false and favor is empty, but a woman that is in awe of Yahweh Elohim, she will be praised. Give her the fruit of her hand, and her deeds will be her deeds will praise her in the gate. And from here, we're going to go to, and these are, you know, these past scriptures Let me read these first. We're going to go to 2 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 2. And it reads, "The Spirit of Yahweh Elohim spoke by me, and his words were upon my tongue." Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9. "And Yahweh Elohim reached out his hand, and he touched my mouth. And Yahweh Elohim said to me, 'Behold, I have put my words in your mouth.'" The Father went to these particular scriptures to let us understand and know our, you know, a connotation of we as Israel. I mean, we're like a wife to him. We're children to him. So there are things that we as individuals must do to show that we are a good child, a good student, a good wife, a good companion. And he has laid all these things down in his word for us, so that we can understand more about who we are, Israel, and why he requires these things of us, and why he gives us examples and understanding, because he loves us. And we have to understand, or we have to love him also. And from here, we're going to go to Songs of Songs. Hold on for a minute. My iPad went to sleep on me, so I got to put my cord back in. So from here, we're going to go to Songs of Solomon. All right, bear with me, family. Okay. Chapter 1, verse 1. And it reads, "The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's beloved. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine. Your oil have a pleasing fragrance. Your name is all poured forth. Therefore, the virgins love you. Take me away with you. Let us hurry. The king has brought me into his rooms. Friends, we will be glad and rejoice in you. We will praise your love more than wine. Beloved, they are right to love you. I am dark, but lovely. You daughters of Jerusalem, like Kedar's tent, like Solomon's curtains. Do not stare at me because I am dark, because the sun has scorched me. My mother's sons were angry with me. They made me keepers of the vineyards. I haven't kept my own vineyard. Tell me, you, whom my soul loves, where you graze your flocks, where you rest them at noon. For why should I be as one who is veiled beside the flocks of your companions, lover? If you do not know, most beautiful among women, follow the tracks of the sheep, your young goats beside the shepherd's tent. I have compared you, my love, to the steed in the Pharaoh's chariots. Your cheeks are beautiful with earrings, your neck with strings of jewels. We will make you earrings of gold with studs of silver, beloved. While the king sat at his table, my perfume spread its fragrance. My beloved is to me satchel of myrrh that lies between my breasts. My beloved is to me a cluster of henna blossoms from the vineyard of Eden. Indeed, in Gedi, lover, behold, you are beautiful. My love, behold, you are beautiful. Your eyes are doves. Behold, you are beautiful. My beloved, yes, pleasant, and our couch is verdant, lover. The beams of our house are cedar. Our rafters are firs, beloved. I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valleys. As a lily among thorns, so is my love among daughters. As the apple tree among the trees of the woods is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight. His fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banquet hall, his banner over me in love. Strengthen me with raisins. Refresh me with apples, for I am faint with love. His left hand is under my head. His right hand embraces me. I adjure you, daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose or by the hinds of the fields, that you not stir up nor awaken love until it is so desired. The voice of my beloved, behold, it comes leaping on the mountains, skipping on the hills. My beloved is like the roe or a young hart. Behold, he stands behind all walls. He looks in at the windows. He gazes through the lattice. My beloved spoke and said to me, rise up, my love, my beauty, my beautiful one, and come away. For behold, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig trees ripen, her green figs, the vines are in blossom. They give forth their fragrance. Arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come away. My dove is in the cleft of the rock and hidden in the hidden places of the mountainside. Let me see her face. Let me see your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. Catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vineyard, for our vineyards are blossomed. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He browses amongst the lilies until the day is cool and the shadow flee away. Turn, my beloved, and be like a roe or a young hart on the mountain of Bether. Chapter 3. That was chapter 2. By night on my bed I sought him, whom my soul loves. I sought him, but I did not find him. I will get up now and go about the city, and in the streets, and in the square. I will seek him, whom my soul loves. I sought him, but I didn't find him. The watchman who goes about the city found me. Have you seen him whom my soul loves? I scarcely passed from them when I found him whom my soul loves. I held him and would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house, into the room of her who conceived me. I adjure you, daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that you not stir up nor awaken love until it so desires. Who is this who comes up from the wilderness like pillars of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all spices of the merchants? Behold, it is Solomon's carriage, 60 mighty men all around it, of the mighty men of Israel. They handle the sword. They all handled the sword in war. Every man had his sword on his thigh because of fear in the night. King Solomon made himself a carriage of wood of Lebanon. He made its pillars of silver, its bottom of gold, its seat of purple, its midst being paved with love from the daughters of Jerusalem. Go forth, you daughters of Zion, and seek King Solomon with the crown with which his mother has crowned him in the day of his wedding, in the day of the gladness of his heart. Chapter 4. Behold, you are beautiful, my love. Behold, you are beautiful. Your eyes are doves behind your veil. Your hair is as the flocks of goats that descend from Mount Gilead. Your teeth are like a newly shorn flock which has come up from the washing, where every one of them has twins. None is bereaved among them. Your lips are like scarlet thread. Your mouth is lovely. Your temples are like pieces of pomegranates behind your veil. Your neck is like David's tower built for an armory, whereon 1,000 shields hang, all the shields of the mighty men. Your two breasts are like two fawns that are twins of the roe, which feed among the lilies. Until the day is cool and the shadows flee away, I will go to the mountains of myrrh, to the hills of frankincense. You are beautiful, my love. There is no spot in you. Come with me from Lebanon, my bride. With me from Lebanon. Look from the top of Amana. From the top of Senir in Hermon, from the lion's den, from the mountains of the leopards. You have ravished my heart, my sister, my bride. You have ravished my heart with one of your eyes, with one chain of your neck. How beautiful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much better is your love than wine, the fragrance of your perfume and all kinds of spices. Your lips, my bride, drip like the honeycomb. Honey and milk are under your tongue. The smell of your garment is like the smell of Lebanon. A locked up garden in my sister, my bride. A locked up spring, a sealed fountain. Your shoots are an orchard of pomegranates with precious fruit, henna, and with spikenard plants, spikenard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with every kind of incense tree, myrrh and aloe, with all the best spices, a fountain of gardens, a well living waters, a well of living waters, flowing stream from Lebanon. Awake, north wind, and come, you south, blow on my garden, that its spices may flow out. Let my beloved come into this garden and taste the precious fruit. Chapter 5. I have come into my garden, my sister, my bride. I have gathered my myrrh with my spices. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Friends, eat. Friends, drink. Yes, drink abundantly, beloved. I was asleep, but my heart was awake. It is the voice of my beloved who knocks. Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. For my head is filled with dew, and my hair with the dampness of the night. I have taken off my robe, indeed. Must I put it on? I have washed my feet, indeed. Must I soil them? My beloved thrust his hand in through the latched openings. My heart pounded for him. I rose up to open for my beloved. My hands dripped with myrrh, my fingers with liquid myrrh on the handles of the lock. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved left and had gone away. My heart went out when I spoke. I looked for him, but I did not find him. I called him, but he did not answer. The watchmen who go about the city found me. They beat me. They bruised me. The keepers of the wall took my cloak away from me. I adjure you, daughter of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, that you tell him that I am faint with love. How is your beloved better than another beloved? You fairest among women, how is your beloved better than other beloved, that you do so adjure us? My beloved is white and ruddy, the best among 10,000. His head is like the purest gold. His hair is bushy, black as a raven. His eyes are like doves beside the water brooks, washed with milk, mounted like jewels. His cheeks are like a bed of spices with towers of perfume. His lips are like lilies, liquid myrrh. His hands are like rings of gold set in beryl. His body is like an ivory work overlaid with sapphires. His legs are like pillars of marble set on sockets of fine gold. His appearance is like Lebanon, excellent, excellent as the cedar. His mouth is sweetness, yes, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved. And this is my friend, daughter of Jerusalem. Chapter 6. Where has your beloved gone, you fairest among women? Where has your beloved turned, that we may seek him with you? My beloved has gone down to his garden, to the beds of spices, to feed in the garden, and to gather lilies. I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. He browses among the lilies. You are beautiful, my love, as Tirzah, lovely as Jerusalem, awesome as an army with banners. Turn away your eyes from me, for they have overcome me. Your hair is like a flock of goats that lie along the side of Galid. Your teeth are like flocks of ewes from the washing, of which every one has twins. None is bereaved among them. Your temples are like pieces of pomegranates behind your veil. There are 60 queens, 80 concubines, and virgins without number. My dove, my perfect one, is unique. She is her mother's only daughter. She is the favorite one of her who bore her. The daughters saw her and called her blessed. The queens and the concubines, and they blessed her. Who is she who looks forth as the morning, beautiful as the moon, clear as the sun, and awesome as the army with banners? I went down into the nut tree grove to see the green plants of the valley, to see rather the vine budded, and the pomegranates were in flowers. Without realizing it, my desire set me with my royal people's chariots. Return, return, Shulamite, return, return, that we may gaze at you. Why do you desire to gaze at the Shulamite as at the dance of, what's that? Mahanaim. Chapter 7. How beautiful are your feet in sandals. Your round thighs are like jewels, the works of the hands of a skillful workman. Your body is like a brown goblet, not mixed with wine, is wanting. Your waist is like a heap of wheat set about with lilies. Your two breasts are like two fawns that are twins of roe. Your neck is like an ivory tower. Your eyes are like pools of Heshbon by the gates of Bath-Rabim. Your nose is like a tower of Lebanon, which looks towards Damascus. Your head, the head on you is like camels. The hair of your head like purple. The king is held captive in his tresses. How beautiful and how pleasant you are, love. How beautiful and how pleasant you are, love, for delight. This, your stature is like a palm tree, your breast like its fruit. I said, I will climb up into the palm tree. I will take hold of its fruit. Let your breast be like clusters of vines, the smell of your breath like apples. Your mouth is like the best wine that goes down smoothly for my beloved, gliding through the lips of those who are asleep. I am my beloved. His desire is toward me. Come, my beloved, let us go forth into the field. Let us lounge in the village. Let's go early up to the vineyard. Let's see whether the vines has budded, its blossom is open, and the pomegranates are the flowers. There I will give you, my love, the mandrakes given for fragrance. At our doors are all kinds of precious fruit, new and old, which I have stored up for you, my beloved. Chapter 8. Oh, that you were like my brother, who nursed from the breast of my mother. If I found you outside, I would kiss you, yes, and no one would despise me. I will lead you, bringing you into my mother's house, who would instruct me. I would have you drink spices spice wine of the juice of my pomegranates. His left hand will be under my head. His right hand will embrace me. I adore you, daughter of Jerusalem, that you not stir up nor awaken love until it is so desires. Who is this who comes up from the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? Under the apple trees I arouse you. There your mother conceived you. There she was in labor and bore you. Set me as a seal on your heart, as a seal on your arm, for love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as Shiloh, that flashes of fire, a very flame of Yahweh. Many waters can't quench love, neither can floods drown it. If a man would give all the wealth of his house for love, he will be utterly scorned. We have a little sister. She has no breasts. What shall we do for our sister in the days when she is to be spoken for? If she is a wall, we will build on her turret of silver. If she is a door, we will enclose her with boards of cedar. I am a wall, and my breasts are like towers. Then I was the eyes, like one who found peace. Solomon had a vineyard in Baal Hamon. He leased out the vineyard to keepers. Each was to bring 1,000 shekels of silver for its fruit. My own vineyard is before me. The thousands are for you. Solomon, 200 of those who tend its fruit. You who dwelt in the garden with friends and attendants, let me hear your voice. Come away, my beloved. Be like gazelles or a young stag on the mountain of spices. And that concludes the Song of Solomon. The Father inspired me to read that because of the different metaphors of love that was in it and how he was looking to Israel. And as we, you know, the last few scriptures I read, it was read because the Father inspired Solomon to write these words. And as we go over these words from time to time, get a different understanding of what the Song of Solomon, the Songs of Solomon is about. But ultimately, it's about love, the Father's love for Israel, and the different things that he was doing for Israel, and the relationship that Israel is supposed to have with him, seeking him when he's not there, taking care and absorbing the care and the love that he has for us, but ultimately understanding that he loves us and we should love him also. And so that's what this lesson was about, to let you know that you are loved by Yah. You are loved by Yahushua, because Yahushua laid his life down for you because he loves you. And Yahushua loves the Father. And the Father has chosen you out of all the souls that's out there. Like he told Jeremiah, I knew you before you was even thought about. So Yah knew us before we was even thought about in us. And he loves us. He loves us. He wants good for us. He wants good for us. And so And that's you know, basically that's the message that the Father gave to me to tell you, Israel, listening audience, is that He loves you. You're precious to Him. You know, because if we, you know, we go back and when you go back and read the Songs of Solomon again and look at the different things that he compared his love with and the different metaphors and similes he had in this writing, the different comparisons, you know, that he compares his love and compare it with. We're precious to him. And I just hope that just as we're precious to him, that he's precious to us and that we do the right thing, not a black or white thing. Do the right thing. I'm laughing inside because it's so funny. Hopefully y'all got that. But I want to conclude this session of Can It Be That Simple? I just want to thank the Father once again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for giving me an opportunity to speak with you all tonight on this Sabbath day. And as we soon approach the coming of the new year, I just hope that everybody is going through their lives with a fine-tooth comb, trying to get themselves right. But at the same time, just remember that the Father loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, as we come before thee on this Sabbath day, we ask of thee to continue to open our own hearts to the wonders of your word, so that we too can reciprocate love to you. That we love you because we love you, not because of the things that you can do for us, but because we love you. And we ultimately show that our love for you is how we interact with our fellow man, and genuinely showing love and kindness and demonstrate those fruit of the Spirit, which is the character that we supposed to take on. Father, we thank thee for thy kindness. We thank thee for thy healing. We thank thee for your mercy. And as we enjoy the Sabbath rest that you have arranged for us, may we continue to give you praise and give you honor. Through thy Son, Yahushua, we thank you for this moment. Hallelujah. Thank you for this moment. This moment that we're dwelling with thee. Blessed are you, Yahushua, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahushua, beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who blesses Israel with peace. Shalom, Israel. May you all have a peaceful slumber. And remember that Yah loves you. Yahweh Elohim loves you. Yahushua loves you. And his servants love you also. Shalom, Israel. May you all have a peaceful slumber. Shalom.
first. Not a song of sorrow, pain, but the one that sings of your worth. Savior, oh, the world's in need. Let me love and adore you totally. My life.